Representatives of the Georgia cotton industry were in Washington, D.C. recently to join others from the Cotton Belt to talk with lawmakers about ways to help U.S. cotton producers deal with the ongoing financial stress. Georgia Cotton Commission Executive Director Richie Seaton says they talked about a couple of initiatives.
Myself and along with two other Georgians joined representatives from all over the Cotton Belt under the National Cotton Council's umbrella. We made hill visits. Basically, our message was we've got to get cotton back in Title I. And number two is we need some type of assistance to get us to the next farm bill. We particularly focused on the gin cost share. This is something that our industry has worked on diligently over the last month. We had over 1,600 agribusinesses, financial institutions, et cetera, sign a letter to President Trump. We had about 85 cotton interest organizations that sent a letter to the White House.
Plus, Seaton said letters from 26 senators and 109 representatives were sent to the president and Ag Secretary Perdue asking that USDA restart the cotton ginning cost share program.
These letters focused on the decrease in income for cotton and agriculture as a whole and stress the need not only for agriculture, for their communities and whatever. We need some assistance.
Now, both the cotton seed policy and cotton ginning cost share program initiatives are needed to help U.S. cotton farmers deal with the ongoing financial stress and bridge the policy gap for cotton until the new farm bill is implemented. With market returns well below total cost of production, cotton producers are facing global market conditions that are affected by the foreign subsidies, tariffs, and trade policies of other countries, as well as a man-made fiber overcapacity. To learn more about any of this, just contact the Georgia Cotton Commission office in Perry. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.